We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, optimistic viewers. It's a joy to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Organization of Asia-Pacific News Agencies highlights the importance of the media sharing vital climate change information. In interfaith news, an Egyptian minister affirms that the nation does not differentiate between Muslims and Christians. In animal welfare news, a refuge is created for over 100 animals in the United Arab Emirates. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 26th, is Madagascar's Independence Day, celebrating its gaining of self-sovereignty in 1960. Madagascar, the world's fourth largest island, is located near the coast of southern Africa. Close to 80% of the plant and over 50% of the bird species exist nowhere else on the planet. 5% of the Earth's total plant and animal species are located there. Madagascar, also referred to as the Great Red Island, because of its red soil, is the biggest producer of vanilla beans globally. May the kind people of Madagascar have a joyous Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from India. On May 3rd, severe storms swept from Nepal to the Indian state of West Bengal, bringing hails that caused up to 15 fatalities and hospitalized 25 people. On May 6th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000 to help the most affected, including orphans and the elderly, also conveying her prayers and love.
On May 26th, Cyclone Ayla brought destructive rain, wind, landslides, and flooding to the Indian state of West Bengal and the coastal areas of Bangladesh. Some 2.3 million people were affected, with thousands of homes and acres of cropland, as well as water sources, damaged or destroyed. Supreme Master Qinghai quickly donated $15,000 each to Bangladesh and India, asking our association's relief team to go comfort and help the most desperate there. The total $25,000 amount for India is equivalent to approximately $420,000 in supplies if purchased in the United States, based on India's cost of living.
At the start of June, our association members from Formosa or Taiwan arrived in the region, contributing approximately $4,400 of their own funds to cover travel expenses. In Pula Bazar village, with the assistance of local nonprofit organizations, Manavyat and Saharmik Gru, they distributed 5,000 packs of material supplies directly to the victims. Over the following days, our association's relief team traveled to even more remote areas by boat to distribute basic food, water, medical, and clothing supplies to 2,600 families from over 10 riverbank tribes on the way. The relief recipients expressed their joy and gratitude for the assistance from Supreme Master Qinghai.
We thank Manavyot and Saharmik Gru for their helpful assistance in distributing the aid. Our sincere gratitude for Supreme Master Qinghai's love and care for the less fortunate, and to our association's relief team for their kind-hearted endeavors to deliver the much-needed supplies. We pray that those affected may soon be restored to their fruitful day-to-day lives as we strive to minimize calamities such as these through our more caring stewardship of the earth.
Flooded by heavy rains. Areas of the country were inundated with rain and high-speed winds as Hurricane Andres approached the Pacific coast and weakened to a tropical storm. In the southern Mexican state of Guerrero, dozens of families were evacuated due to flooding, and the northern Cuauhtémoc municipality in Chihuahua state was drenched in rains, swelling local creeks and flooding more than 18 districts. At least 5 people succumbed to the downpours, with 10 others who were initially missing. On June 25th, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately pledged $5,000 to assist those most in need or orphan children who may have lost their mother, father, or caretaker. This amount would be approximately equivalent to $17,000 in goods purchased in the United States based on Mexico's cost of living. Our sincere gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving assistance extended to the most vulnerable. We send our sympathies for those who have suffered loss and pray that all affected may quickly regain the stability of their normal lives. With the grace of the providence, may our greater benevolence toward our environment help disasters such as these subside. Earth tremor shakes Papua New Guinea. On Tuesday, a 6.7 magnitude earthquake struck 60 miles south of New Ireland Island in Papua New Guinea. Despite the strength of the trembler, there were no reports of damage or injuries, and no tsunami warning was issued. We thank the heavens for the well-being of the quake-stricken regions and pray for the continued protection of those in the area. May such dangers be lessened through humanity's kinder care to the earth and all beings.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. Israel frees Palestinian Parliament Speaker. Hamas-affiliated Speaker of the Palestinian Legislative Council, Dr. Abdel Aziz Dwaik, was released on Tuesday following his detainment in 2006. The political leader received a warm welcome in the northern West Bank from his family and other Islamic Hamas members, as well as a telephone congratulations from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. We are glad to know of Dr. Dwaik's safe return and wish him much joy in his reunion with his loved ones. With heaven's grace, may harmonious relations soon prevail across the Middle East.
A musical legacy remembered. One of the greatest musical talents of this era has departed in the passing of Michael Jackson at the early age of 50. Proclaimed the King of Pop, the singer, songwriter, and producer began delighting audiences worldwide as the youngest member of the Jackson 5. Mr. Jackson continued in a musical career that saw him honored with the highest ever number of Grammys awarded in a year, a record still held today, and the biggest-selling album of all time when he released Thriller in 1982. Beyond his showmanship, legendary moonwalk, and timeless music, Mr. Michael Jackson was a humanitarian and an advocate of the compassionate meat-free diet who pledged his talents and generous amounts of money to improve the lives of the less fortunate. His thoughtful lyrics and songs such as Heal the World convey a message of hope and the vision of a transformed world of peace and understanding among all humankind. We send our deep condolences to the family and friends of Mr. Michael Jackson, whose gifted legacy will resonate in countless hearts for years to come. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's everlasting love and light.
Convenience store clerk gives own money to thief. A clerk from an EZ Mart in Arkansas, USA, refused to open the register even after a robber displayed a pistol, but instead gave $40 from his own pocket to the person who said he needed it for the medication insulin. The clerk explained to the police later that night that he did not open the register as the store's money was not his to give. But after the man explained that he needed to buy diabetic medicine, the clerk then gave from his own wallet. The man accepted the money, thanked the clerk, and shook his hand. What a courageously honest and kind clerk. Your integrity and giving heart are surely an inspiration to us all.
Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring the clerk's noble deeds with the Shining World Hero and Shining World Kindness Awards, along with $400 as multiple compensation of the personal money that he willingly gave away. President of Equatorial Guinea receives Shining World Leadership Award. On June 4th, Supreme Master Qinghai recognized the President of Equatorial Guinea, His Excellency Teodoro Obiang Nguema Mbasago, with the Shining World Leadership Award for his empathy and exemplary altruism.
The President has provided aid to many countries during times of need and has also helped disaster victims recover from trauma and loss.
After Hurricanes Gustav and Ike last year, His Excellency donated $2.8 million to help Cuba recover. Likewise, he has offered his assistance to earthquake victims of China and the flood affected in New Orleans, USA, and Haiti following Hurricane Katrina, to name a few. On behalf of Supreme Master Ching Hai, a ceremony was held in which our association member from Spain presented the Shining World Leadership Award to President Obiang.
Por la presente, aplaudimos y celebramos las nobles obras de Guinea Ecuatorial y de su estimado presidente, su excelencia Teodoro Obiang Nguema Basso. Con gran honor, amor y bendiciones, la maestra suprema Ching Hai.
Quiero agradecer de todo corazón por haberse dignado otorgarme incondicionalmente el premio brillante liderazgo del mundo, en reconocimiento a mi modesta aportación por un futuro mejor para la humanidad.
Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, for this much-deserved commemoration, along with our gratefulness for your noble benevolence in bettering the lives of many. With the grace of the divine, may you continue to be a beacon of virtue for your beautiful country and the world.
Save our planet. Earth may be headed for sixth mass extinction. Using risk factors and computer modeling to predict the rates at which mammals will become extinct, Dr. Anna Davidson of the University of New Mexico, USA, and other animal conservationists state that a quarter of all mammals are now at risk of vanishing permanently.
With 83% of the Earth's land surface now impacted by humans, the species included for consideration were drawn from a list of over 1,100 endangered mammals compiled by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, or IUCN. Factors considered in the extinction risk calculations included climate change, deforestation, and illegal poaching.
While it saddens our hearts for the loss of precious beings, we offer our gratitude, Dr. Davidson and Associates, for these insights to help us further protect our precious co-inhabitants. Blessed be endeavors such as yours to safeguard all beings in the ecosphere.
In a March 2009 climate change video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed once more her care for Earth's inhabitants, including a reminder of the irreplaceable enrichment provided by animals on our planet.
Just return to compassion and respect for all the life. That is the principle we must uphold to ensure that the animals do not disappear, because that would be tragic for us humans too. Imagine our planet without animals at all. All the dogs gone, cats gone, birds gone, fish gone, buffaloes gone, elephants gone. Imagine, none of the animals survive. How would we live? If all humanity lives with the animal-free diet and live in respect to nature and other life, then we will have a heaven on earth.
Save our planet. Brazil increases allocation for small family farms. The Brazilian government announced this week that it would invest $7.6 billion for family farming and gardening in an effort to increase food production in the nation. The fund, which represents a 525% increase since 2003, will go towards materials, teaching, and equipment to support the 2009-2010 harvest of primarily beans, corn, rice, wheat, and tapioca. Farmers can also benefit from access to insurance compensation against climate problems. Bravo, Brazil! We celebrate your wise leadership and generous support of such a meaningful endeavor. May your nation's families be ever blessed with fruit and veg abundance and prosperous blessings from above.
save our planet. A cup of water only. An eco-washing machine from the UK, developed by Professor Stephen Birkinshaw of the University of Leeds, this new environmentally friendly washing machine that uses one cup of water per load is scheduled for production in 2010. Capable of saving billions of liters of water each year, the machine used less than 10% of that consumed by its conventional counterparts, along with 30% less energy. A small amount of water and detergent are needed to loosen stains and create water vapor, which then releases thousands of reusable plastic beads to attract and absorb dirt. The technology will become available first to commercial customers such as hotels and dry cleaners, and then will next be produced for household customers. Wow, what a fascinating eco-development. Our green salute, Professor Birkinshaw and colleagues at the University of Leeds, for such a water and energy-saving device. We look forward to seeing this innovative appliance soon available for earth-friendly consumers worldwide.
Save our planet. Minnesota, USA has extended the due date for organic farmers and those transitioning to organic farming to apply for a program that offers reimbursement for conservation efforts like crop rotation and cover cropping.
Save our planet. Made from recycled PET bottles in Formosa or Taiwan, Polybricks can be interlocked to create insulating and soundproofed curtains, walls, and even buildings.
Save our planet. Jamaican minister and chair of the National Council on Coastal and Ocean Zone Management, Dr. Ronald Robinson, commends community leaders and fellow citizens for their growing awareness and commitment to protecting vital resources like the ocean from climate change.
Save our planet. A study by Swiss University ETH reveals that global warming effects of increased temperature and less snowfall caused the country's glaciers to melt faster in the past decade than any time in the observed previous 150 years.
Save our planet. As a newly appointed environmental ambassador, Miss Vietnam 2006 Mai Phuong Thuy helps launch a five-week cycling tour that will deliver the message of coming together to protect animals and forests throughout the country.
Hi, I'm Uku de Paco, a vegetarian. Today I have a tip that will help you in the kitchen. To prepare delicious squash, try steaming it first. With half an inch of boiling water, steaming it in a pan for a few minutes. Slicing it for cooking will be much easier now. And remember, squash are high in beta-carotene, iron, riboflavin, and fiber. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching. And now, how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
In environment news, the media is requested to report on the state of the ecosphere. At the workshop Role of Media in Preserving Environment in Manado, Indonesia, the Organization of Asia Pacific News Agencies, or OANA, presented significant concerns. These include the responsibility of editors or journalists to inform the public of urgent environmental issues to increase awareness on the need for sustainable development. OANA also stated that journalists and national leaders both play essential roles in protecting the future of the Pacific region and Asia. Our sincere thanks, Organization of Asia-Pacific News Agencies, for emphasizing the importance of sharing crucial facts about our environment due to global warming. We pray that all media join in bringing to light the essential life-saving role of the vegan diet in rescuing our Earth.
In interfaith news, Egyptian minister reassures that the nation is a home for both Muslims and Christians. His Excellency Dr. Mahmoud Hamdi Zakzouk, Egypt's Minister of Awqaf or Religious Endowments, said Egypt does not differentiate between the people of the two faiths in their duties or rights. He made the statement at a gathering of Egyptian and other nationality students from the American University in Cairo. Our profound appreciation, Your Excellency Dr. Mahmoud Hamdi Zakzouk, for your words of embracing diversity. May heaven bless Egypt to evermore develop in grace and harmony. Up next on Noteworthy News, a compassionate woman creates a home for animals in need in the United Arab Emirates. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back with more gracious news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, carrying news for a benevolent world. In animal welfare news, a United Arab Emirates woman creates a home for animals in need. Ms. Tina Al-Kabazi of Shahama began by making a protected place in her backyard for one horse. It eventually led to her and her family relocating to care for 11 horses. Now they all live on their family farm, which has been turned into the Darbian Equestrian Club. It provides shelter for over 100 animals, including horses, cats, goats, sheep, ducks, chickens, pigeons, a camel, and a donkey. Half of the animals there have been rescued from various unfortunate situations. Our gratitude, Ms. Tina Al-Kabazi, for your devotion to our animal co-inhabitants. May all of Allah's cherished children, human and animals, be loved and protected.
Time for some lighthearted humor with the joke of the day entitled The Auto, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
John kept asking, Mom, how old is your car? It's about 4 years old. Why? And what car is it? Pickup truck. Why you ask so many questions about my car? John said, because my teacher told us to write an autobiography.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, your TV program has helped all religions to understand one another better. It has brought human consciousness to a higher level and therefore has brought our civilization to a higher level. Thank you for your effort and your love, Master. Thank you for coming to this planet. Thank you for my peaceful heart and for the vegetarian diet. God bless. May from Santa Ana, California, USA.
Hi, May. Supreme Master Ching Hai has graciously replied to you.
Dear sweet May, you are welcome, my love. I'm glad you are walking toward heavenly abode by the noble way you live your life. God bless you and family. Love, love. Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? Thanks for watching this edition of Noteworthy News. As always, we welcome comments and good stories from your region of the world. Please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you and your precious ones rejoice in friendship and happiness. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Yemeni Vice President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi arrives in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for discussions to further relations between the two countries.
Scientists from the British Nutrition Foundation encourage eating foods high in water content, such as fruits and veggies, to satisfy hunger while consuming a healthy number of calories.
The United States and Kyrgyzstan reach an agreement allowing a former U.S. military base in Kyrgyzstan to transport non-military supplies into Afghanistan.
Having seen damage caused by alcohol, Mr. James Pitts, head of a drug treatment center in Australia, advocates for regarding the substance as a harmful drug rather than a benign pastime.
Organized by his charitable foundation to improve literacy and promote education, hip-hop artist Kanye West performs a free concert in his hometown of Chicago, USA, for 3,000 teens who have improved their grades and attendance.
The European Union's recent ban, along with reduced demand around the world, led to a 75% reduction in seal pelts this year.
For the important Hindu festival of Rath Yatra, the city of Cuttack, India, requests businesses and citizens to keep the vegetarian diet as a befitting expression of a holy and spiritual atmosphere.
Launched by former UK Prime Minister, the Tony Blair Faith Foundation's Face to Faith program brings together students from diverse backgrounds to dialogue through international video conferences and online forums.
Following his revival by the Welsh Ambulance Service and subsequent recovery, 35-year-old Ian Burstyn thanks the crew whose heroic efforts of restarting his heart 12 times during a cardiac arrest saved his life.
Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, student Carl Dietrich and colleagues win the Lemelson Prize for inventing the Transition, a car that can fly and has retractable wings.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.